Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. My name's Lee.
And mine's Peter.
And here at Story Pirates, we perform stories written by kids. On the podcast, we're going back into the archives to take some of our favorite stories that we've performed live on Sirius XM Radio and give them to you.
That's right. And today's episode comes from our radio show of the theme New Beginnings. Ooh. The story was written by a then third grader from College Park, Maryland, named Gus Martone. And Gus's story is called The New Song.
Now, before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Gus's story, how about we read the original story that Gus sent in to us?
Take it away.
One day, the narrator was taking a break, but then an urgent call from me, the other narrator, that he was needed in a story. Now I get to take a break. What should we sing? Asked Farabi. Don't look at me like I know, said Marsha. Hey, I'm just supervising, said Dad. What's your excuse, Rob, said Frobby. I don't have one, said Rob. I have an idea, said Marsha. We could play music with no singing, said Marsha. Yeah, like just playing instruments. Let's all find something around the house to play, said Frobby. Rob found a bunch of pictures, and when he hit them with a stick, they made a shattering sound like this. Kakewachi, kakewachi, etc. Marsha found a cord, and when she bent it with pliers, it made a sound like this, bazuto, bazuto, etc. And Frobby carefully took the blinds off the window, and when he rubbed them with a stick, it made a sound like this, chinka, 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 etc. And even Dad found something. He found a fitness ball, and it made a sound like this, kasproing, kasproing, etc. And then Mom got a tape recorder to record them. They sounded like this, Kache zuin kawin, jin kia zue kach, kache zuin kawin, jin kuriz kach, etc. And then they sounded like this, kache zuin pow, where Dad had popped his fitness ball. Well, technically it was Mom's. They all listened to the recording. They all thought it was good. They thought it was so good that they sent it into a radio station, and when they listened to the radio, they heard something like a tape being smashed, and they kept on playing just like that, and Dad got a new fitness ball. The end.
Wow.
Wow.
Lee, you did a great job reading those sounds.
Talk about onomatopoeia.
Well, I could talk about it. Do you want me to?
No.
Okay. Well, then let's hear the adaptation.
So here it is, the Story Pirates adaptation of The New Song by Gus Martone.
Once upon a time, there was a... Ah, who am I kidding? It's my day off. No narrating stories for me. I'm just going to kick my feet up, rest my feet, and look at my beautiful feet. Oh, hello.
Hey, it's me. You know, the other narrator.
Oh, other narrator. Is it your day off, too?
Of course not! Don't you think if it were my day off, I'd be on the couch with my feet up, staring at my beautiful feet? This is an emergency! You're needed in a story!
Oh, how bad is it?
It's bad. There's a family, and, well, they have a story, but there's no one to help them tell it!
No! A story without a narrator? That's like a movie without a narrator! I'm on my way!
Okay, good. Hello? Are you there? Hello? Ooh, now I get a break. Time to kick my feet up, rest my feet, and feet. I just hope that family is okay.
Well, alrighty, kids. Let's do something.
Great idea, honey. Let's all, do a thing.
Okay, Mom and Dad. I'd love to do anything, but what?
Yeah, do you guys get this sense like we're supposed to be doing something, but we're not because we don't know what we're supposed to be doing because there's no one to explain what's going on?
Oh, I don't really know that I'm describing those
things. Actually, yes, I do understand what you're describing. It's weird.
We could sing a song.
Yeah!
Great, what should we sing? Marcia, any ideas?
Hey, don't look at me like I know, Dad.
Hey, I'm just supervising.
What's your excuse, Rob?
I don't have one, Mom.
I don't have any musical talent. I'll watch.
I have an idea. We could play music with no singing.
Yeah, like just playing instruments.
Brilliant, Frobby. Rob, anything to add?
No. Dad?
Oh, just pretend like I'm a babysitter, except I'm your dad, honey.
I am excited to watch.
Okay, let's all find something around the house to play. We'll meet back here when we're done.
This would work.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, maybe I should take that out of here.
Now that's gonna be fun. Okay! We're done! What did everybody find?
I found a bunch of pictures, and when I hit them, they sound like this. Kakawachi! Kachawachi!
That's great! I found a cord, and when I bend it with pliers, it sounds like this. Bazoo-to! Bazoo-to!
I took the blinds off the windows and...
You did what?
Carefully, Mom. I did it carefully.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Ugh, you kids and your music. I do not understand.
Anyway, when I rub them with a stick, it sounds like this. Chinga-chinga-chinga! Chinga! Ching-a-ching!
Amazing! Well, that's everyone.
What about me?
I thought you were just supervising.
Yeah, I thought so too, until I found this fitness ball that sounds like this when I hit it.
Kaspering! Kaspering!
Amazing!
Oh, well, actually, the fitness ball is mine, so I guess technically I am musical after all.
Now all we have to do is record our song.
Oh, and what do you know? I brought a tape recorder. Look at me, really having a good day over here. Okay, ready, set, record.
Oh no, the fitness ball popped.
Oh no, my fitness ball. I mean, just kidding. Mom's cool.
Let's listen to our song.
Okay, I will press play on the tape recorder. Okay, that's enough. I've heard enough.
I thought it was good.
Not like good, good, but definitely good.
You know, I think it was so good that we should put it on the radio!
Yeah!
Welcome back to the radio! Next up, a song without singing by a family!
Ooh, listen, it's us!
I just got this tape in the mail and I'm gonna play it without listening to it first. If I don't like it, I will smash it. Here's the song now. I don't like it at all. Make it stop! No! 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 And now your local news.
That sounded really good.
I think
the DJ liked it.
I'm here. Your narrator is here. Now the story can begin. Once upon a time.
Who are you?
Oh, sorry. I'm your narrator. I'm here to tell your story. Once upon a time.
Wait, actually, we came up with a story all by ourselves.
You did? You mean you don't need a narrator to tell a story?
No. It was hard at first, but in the end, we decided to sing a song. The song was fine. Not great, but fine. Anyway, we didn't need you, I guess.
But my job, my livelihood. I have a wife and two young beautiful feet.
I'm sorry, can you leave?
And so it was that
so
we...
So seriously, you have to go.
He said...
Please go.
He suggested in a way that made leaving sound optional.
Get out now!
But please don't...
Did anyone notice that narrator's young, beautiful feet?
Hey, look, we got a new fitness ball on our doorstep.
Oh, let me try. Oh, sorry.
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Gus.
Hey, Gus.
Hi, Lee.
How are you today?
Good.
What's going on? What are you doing?
Talking to you.
Talking to me. What have you done so far today, and what are your plans for the rest of the day?
So far, I've really just been hanging out. I think we're going to the beach, this
nice.
Afternoon.
That sounds great. Where do you live?
I live in Maryland, but I'm on a beach trip in New Jersey.
Nice. Where in New Jersey?
Ocean City.
Nice. And how long are you going to be there?
About a week.
Oh, that sounds great. What grade are you in?
Third.
Are you going into third or going into fourth?
I'm going into fourth.
Awesome. And how's summer been in general? Have you been having a good one?
Yep.
Anything else cool that you've done?
Well, we've gone to the beach every single day since we've been here. But other than that, not really.
Cool. So, Gus, you wrote the story, The New Song.
Yep.
How did you get the idea for that story?
I think I had just been doing karaoke, and so that sort of, like, inspired me to do something without the singing, just
nice.
The music. And then I remembered that it has to be something new, so I decided it could be, like, some new type of singing or just new song.
Awesome. Do you do karaoke a lot?
Whenever I get the chance, usually, yeah.
What's your top karaoke song?
Oh, that's hard.
I carry around a list of karaoke songs with me on my phone so that when I get there, I know exactly what to sing. Do you have songs that you know you're good at that you like to do a lot?
Sweet Caroline is one.
Yes.
I also like Firework.
Okay, by Katy Perry?
Yeah. And those are mostly my two favorite songs, because I've grown up listening to them, and and they're two of my favorite songs.
Nice. They're two great songs. And they're also, like, two great, like, sing-along songs, so you can get everyone doing karaoke to sing along with you, right?
Yeah.
And your story has a lot of funny details in it, like the fitness ball. Do you guys have fitness ball? Where did that idea come from?
Oh, I really just like playing with fitness balls.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Whenever I get my hands on one, I like to sit on them, like, bounce on them. Though I've never popped one.
Yeah, they're hard to pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be pretty scary if they popped.
Yeah.
I feel like it would make a really loud noise.
Probably. I think it would sound like a gun that shot bubbles.
Yeah, totally. So what did you think of our adaptation of your story?
I really liked it. I think you guys, like, made it a bit better. I really liked how they, talked about the stuff in my story.
One thing that was I think was a challenge for us was to try to make the song sound like what you intended, because you made such amazing words in your story to describe the song, and then we had to figure out how it sounded, and we wanted to make sure it sounded close to what you imagined.
Yeah, because that's kind of the point of my story. When you read it, you kind of like have to use your imagination to imagine what it actually sounds like.
Right, like you put the word like Cachawachee, and you spelled it Cachewachee,
mm-hmm.
And Bazootu, Bazootto, Chinka, Chink, and then the toughest one, Kasproing, Kasproiaoing. It's amazing. That's called onomatopoeia, right? Or is it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's when a word is trying to represent what something sounds like?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I know what onomatopoeia is. Onomatopoeia means, it's like a sound effect. Onomatopoeia means sound effect.
Right. And so that, to me, I was like, this story has the coolest onomatopoeia I've ever seen. So, here's my next question. Do you have any advice for any kids out there that want to write a story but don't know how to start?
Yes. just go to a store or just a place and look around. Just look at the objects and just, like, think of how you could use them in your story. And the rest is, like, just sort of up to your imagination.
That's great advice. Do you write a lot of stories?
Not really, but I like to imagine stories.
Oh, really? That's cool. When you imagine stories, like, just during your day, what kind of stories do you tend to imagine? Do they tend to be realistic stories or fantastical in some way?
Sometimes they're fantasy, sometimes they're realistic, sometimes they're, like, history. It depends, like, what I'm around. Like, if I'm in a hammock, I might, like, pretend it's a boat or something.
Oh, neat. Do you like history?
I like the interesting history, not the, you know, they went into the Civil War and won. Yay.
What's an example of interesting history, do you think?
Like, when they actually explain what happened in the Civil War, not just how the Civil War started. Like, what was in it, like, who died, what was happening in the Civil War.
Like an individual battle?
Yes.
Like, at this battle, and then the Union soldiers were here, and the Confederate soldiers were there, and this happened, and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Do you like the Civil War?
Yes, the Civil War is actually really interesting to me.
What's interesting about it to you?
It was a really hard fight. Anybody could won, but the side that did not want slavery won, and that's what's really good about it. It just reminds me of that people have freedom.
Right. I think one crazy thing about the Civil War that I think about a lot is how recent it was. It really wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, only like a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah, in the scope of history, that's really just a blink of the eye, right? It's just not so long ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Well, thanks for talking to me today, Gus. That was awesome. You did a great job.
You too. Thanks. Thank you.
If you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City. We perform on select Saturdays throughout the year in Midtown Manhattan, and we feature new stories every week with kid authors there to take a bow after the show. Find the full schedule at our website, storypirates.com. Coming up this spring, the Story Pirates will be performing live in person in Carmel by the Sea, California on April 14th, Santa Monica, California on April 17th, South Orange, New Jersey on May 14th, and Boston, Massachusetts on June 4th. You can also see us on select Saturdays in Midtown Manhattan at our home at the Drama Bookshop. Some of our spring shows are already sold out, so get your tickets while you can. Check out our website, storypirates.com, and click Performances at the top for details, times, and tickets. You can also buy t-shirts for the Story Pirates fan in your life, also at storypirates.com. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and we will see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.